I know it's here somewhere. Finally.
Oh, it's time for the duck. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time for another Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon netcast. And today we've got so many things to talk about, I'm just going to jump right into it. First of all, let me tell you that we are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Now, for those of you that have never seen the show before, boy, are you in for a treat. It's going to be very wild and woolly. Wild and woolly as I am today. I need a haircut. What can I say? My hair just went poof. I'm kind of doing the Elvis thing, you know what I mean? Yeah. Elvis has left the building. Anyway, I'm glad. It's not that Elvis left, but that my impression of Elvis left, because it's not a very good impression. Anyway, here's the thing. What is the thing? The thing is that we now have our camera back working. Well, it wasn't that it wasn't working before. It's just that I was too tired to use it. Last time I was so tired. How tired were you, Dr. Bill? I was so tired I didn't want to fool with it all. So I didn't. I just said, fooey, I'm going to use the webcam. So this is our real camera. Canon camera. And there you go. And the angle is slightly different. There's differences of all kinds going on. Also, I have back the Audio-Technica wireless mic. Okay? Cool. So, much things to talk about. Let's see all the things I want to talk about. First of all, I do want to say that we are so pleased that GoToMyPC is one of our sponsors. That's Citrix Systems, GoToMyPC. I've told you about this before, and as the lower third here will attest, it is awesome. This is actually off of the GoToMyPC website, so if you go there, this will look very familiar to you. This lady, I don't know this lady, but she works for Citrix, apparently. Anyway, the thing is, GoToMyPC, not GoToMyPC, that's another great product of Citrix Systems. GoToMeeting is what we're talking about. You know, sometimes I kind of get confused. I don't have a script. I was just listening to Callie Lewis talk about doing her Geek Beak TV program, and she writes out a script. If I wrote out a script, how could I be so off the wall? You know, you can't write this stuff. Anyway, GoToMeeting. GoToMyPC is an awesome product, but so is GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting will allow you to attend a virtual meeting. I mean, you know me, I'm all about the virtual. So you can attend the meeting without actually physically traveling, which saves you a ton of travel expense. It saves you a ton of hassle and wear and tear on the old bod. Know what I mean? So check out GoToMeeting. Now, here's what's so cool about this GoToMeeting offer. I kid you not, 30 days free trial. That's a whole month. Free, you know, free is good. I've told you that before. Free trial, no obligation, no strings. All you got to do is go to the website, drbill.cc, drbill.cc, as it says right here. Go to that website, click on the GoToMeeting ad, or you can use this URL right here. That's a very strange URL, I know. It's one of those abbreviated ones from Bitly. bit.ly. But if you use that URL, you can also go there and they'll know that we sent you. And I appreciate that. Okay? That helps out the doctor. And that's a good thing. All right. So the other things I wanted to talk about this week, so many and varied. There's so much going on. I'm telling you. Okay. First of all, some site business. You know what I mean by that? Some website business of the drbill.cc website, and that is that we have an enhanced RSS feed. Now, RSS is really simple syndication. At least that's what some people say it stands for. Other people may think it stands for Robert Sells Seashells, which is hard to say. La, la. I I don't know. Anyway, really simple syndication sounds good to me. Okay? So, what this enhanced feed is all about is more information. More information is good. Really. The more information you have, the more intelligent you are. So, I make this up as I go along. The feed is right here on the lower third, or it is in the blog. You can go check that out. Now, the reason this special enhanced feed is available is because of PowerPress, which is Blueberry PowerPress, which is a product, service, whatever you want to call it, of Raw Voice Media, which is the parent company of techpodcast.com and blueberry.com and all kinds of other websites. Todd Cochran and the gang there, bless their darling hearts, they're doing a good job. I really appreciate being part of Tech Podcast. I truly do. I'm not just saying that, okay? Those guys are serious, they're sincere, and they really care about their podcasters. I appreciate you guys, really. Angelo and Todd and all the guys there, I really do. So, they have this great tool called PowerPress, and it allows for an enhanced RSS feed. And you know that we use DuraCaster. Most of you that have listened to the Dr. Bill Show for a very long time know that I am the maintainer of the DuraCaster open source project. And so I use DuraCaster for the main feed because I engineered it for that. I mean, that's what it's for. But I got to admit, PowerPress makes for a really awesome RSS feed, okay? And so this enhanced feed is available to you, and I'd encourage you to check it out and plug it in to your RSS reader, you know, whatever you use for your RSS viewing pleasure. Okay, the next thing is, another little bit of, you know, maintenance here, and that is, you know that I'm on Blip TV, probably, if you check out the website and find that I'm on YouTube, and I'm on Vimeo, and I'm on Vodpod, I'm on Blip.tv, and throughout to the interwebs. Just all over the place. Anyway, and I am all over the place. You know that. Anyway, Blip.tv has updated its look and feel. They are very serious about ramping up IPTV technology, okay? And so they have some neat stuff out there that they have done. And they contacted all the netcasters like myself a few weeks ago and said, dudes, give us some content in the form of media, images, things like that to update your site because we're going to give you a special site that looks unique and different. And so that's what they've done. And you should go check it out. You can check it out by going to drbilltv.blip.tv, which it says right here. And I just said it out loud. Anyway, so you can do that. Now, next item. PlayStation Network may have been hacked when it was hacked. You remember, it's been down for almost a month. It's back up now. More about that in a moment. They're having issues. They really are. Anyway, PlayStation Network may have been hacked using Amazon ECS. Now, this post is actually cross-posted from the VertZine virtualization blog. You know I do a blog, another blog called VertZine, VirtZine.com, as it says here. And that is all about virtualization and cloud computing. It's more serious than the Dr. Bill Show. A little bit. And so, but this whole deal is that the hackers that hacked the PlayStation Network may have used Amazon ECS as a tool to hack PlayStation. Dude. So hacking a cloud service with a cloud service, that's a whole nother animal. You know what I'm saying? So the thing about it is, what you got to do is check out all this cloudiness. I mean, we're talking cloudiness. Essential cloudiness. Now, what's essential cloudiness? Ha! It's something I made up on the spur of the moment to describe the fact that we're headed toward cloud computing, you know, really, really quickly. I mean, people are getting dependent on this. And all the gamers have been dependent on PlayStation Network. And yet it went down for an entire month. And they're all sitting there going, what am I going to do? You know what I'm saying? But here's the thing. You need to be safe out there. because there are hackers that are trying to hack into stuff. Now, here's the little thing I was going to add in about PlayStation. They no sooner got their PlayStation Network back up after being down a month, they got hacked again. Dude, they got hacked again. And more information was stolen. I'm talking, this thing is just not safe on steroids, okay? So, I don't know. Japan has even said, I heard this today, Japan even said they're not even going to allow it to be turned back on in Japan until they prove that they're safe. Can't exactly blame them. I mean, these guys are having issues. You'd think they know what they're doing, but they apparently don't. Anyway. Now, next thing I want to talk about is, let me go over here and get something. Hold your thought. There. This is a microphone. I'm going to take the top off here so you can actually see it very clearly. This microphone is awesome. I'm telling you. Now, you're saying, are you getting paid to say this, Dr. Bill? No. It's just that this is awesome. Now, here's why this is so awesome. Let me tell you. A little bit of a long story. Bear with me. Okay. I've been podcasting now for how long? Since 2005, I've been podcasting, okay? That's a while. You know, 2006, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. That's 6 years. 6 years of podcasting, okay? Before that, I had a radio program. Before that, I had another radio program. And I go all the way back to about 1976 so that I've been on some form of radio audio consistently. I have that radio voice. What can I say? Anyway, the point is, I have been up on audio-video technologies for a long time. And I'm a computer geek. Mainly, I'm a computer geek. You know that. Because that's just what I do. That's my profession. So, I wanted a computer that would work with a computer. I wanted a microphone that would work with a computer. Or a computer that would work with a microphone. Either way, it would work. But here's the thing. Most computers have that little jack in the side where you can plug in a microphone, right? Little eighth-inch jack, okay? You plug in your mic there, but then you're at, and I'm going to put it this way, okay? Listen closely. You're at the mercy of your computer's sound card and all of the stuff that's going on in your computer. Hum, buzz, all kinds of noise going on in the background. And if you are an audiophile, like I am, then that stuff drives you wonky. Really, seriously. You're sitting there going, ugh. See, I, in the past, on my radio programs, my real radio station radio programs, I had a big soundboard, I had microphones, I had soundproof insulation, I had all this stuff, and I had the smooth, velvety voice that sounded so good on the radio. But anyway, I was used to that. And then I plug in a microphone into a PC, and I get, you know what I'm saying? It just isn't just not good. So I have spent the last 6 years, I kid you not, the last 6 years looking for a good quality sound for recording on your computer. This is it. Now, you might say, Dr. Bill, you being over the top with this. No, not if you have, as long as I have looked for a good microphone. And the other cool thing about this microphone is, now, my wife, Belinda, will tell you that I have spent an inordinate amount of money trying to get a good quality audio sound out of my PC. I'm pointing to my laptop sitting right over here, plugged into a docking station. There. I've tried all kinds of things. I've bought microphones. I have microphones. I could pull out cases with microphones in them right here behind me from my junk tray. And they're very expensive. And they didn't work. But this microphone, let me tell you. A friend of mine is an audio-video salesman. He called me. Actually, yes, he called me on the cell phone, and he wrote me an email, and he said, Dr. Bill, I got a mic. You got to try it. Well, I kind of went, yeah, Tim, okay. I've tried mics. I'm not too excited about any of them. Dude, I plugged this mic in, okay? It's USB. It's got a cable, which I have wrapped all over the place over here. Let me see if I can get it loose. Cable. Okay, this is a what they call a mini USB connection on the back here. And I connect that in. It'll only go one way. Don't force it. So, that cable then plugs into the USB on your computer. Now, here's what's so cool. There's circuitry in here that is kind of like it's got its own sound card, okay? It's not relying on the sound card of the computer. And so, you end up with clean sound. No fuzz, no noise, no nothing. The other thing is, I didn't have to set up. Now, Windows 7, bless its dear heart, has all kinds of cool ways that you can tweak audio inputs, and Windows XP didn't have it. I like Windows 7 for that reason. However, I didn't even have to tweak anything for this. This thing just worked right out of the box. You plug it in, boom. I went into Audacity. I selected the USB audio that showed up once it was plugged in. And boom, I'm good to go. The other thing about this mic that I like is the little logo here, the CAD logo. Okay, by the way, this is the CAD U37. The CAD logo, if you talk into the mic this way, in other words, not this way from the top, but this way to the side, then it's cardioid, okay? The receiving area is a cardioid type receiving area, and it picks up what you're saying right here with very well. Okay, so like if I had it right here and I was talking, it would be awesome. Okay, here's the other thing. There's two switches here. This switch will flatten the IQ. This switch will give you a little bit of a, is it a bass boost? I think it's a bass boost. Okay, I use it flat, what I call flat. And that is, you might say, unenhanced. All right. Then the other thing that's here is a 0 and minus 10 switch. 0 is, again, kind of unenhanced, unchanged. But this mic is so sensitive, and I am so loud, that I'm very glad they added this feature of this little switch to put it to minus 10. What this does is drop the sensitivity by minus 10 decibels. So by doing that, even with my super loud voice and having it close like this, I don't get distortion and, you know, basically the fact that it's overdriving because this thing is so sensitive. All right, now what I did is I went out and I bought a windscreen, very cheap, got it off Amazon, and it just slides right over the top there. And then I don't, you know, run the risk. There's a couple of things about this windscreen that's kind of nice. Cardioid, high-quality cardioid mics are sensitive to moisture, and they're sensitive to vibration. So you don't want to go spitting into them. You know what I'm saying? So this will keep that from happening. You say, oh, Dr. Bill, that's gross. Sorry, it's the truth. All right, the other thing is that I have over here. Let me see if I can free this up and bring it in the camera. See this? This is what's called a spit guard. For obvious reasons. No, it's not just called a spit guard. It's also called a pop filter. It filters the pop sound. And so if you go pee, you don't get that pop from the wind. You see what I'm saying? So now if I do my audio netcast, like the Word of Faith radio broadcast that I do for Word of Faith Radio, or the traditional naturopath audio podcast, or whatever, I can actually have this set up just like this. This is the way it would look. And I would be sitting here going, hello, this is Dr. Bill Bailey with the Word of Faith broadcast. See what I'm saying? And it would pick it up, and it would be awesome. So, just saying. So you didn't know, probably, that this whole studio thing was going on here in this room. But it does. How cool is that? So anyway, this mic, I've talked about it a whole lot, and I'm just so excited. I'm this excited about it, really. Now, I used it for the last video netcast because I was too tired to set up all this equipment that I normally do, but it worked well, didn't it? Right? Okay. So, there you go. Alrighty. Now, I use this mic because it's wireless when I'm doing the regular equipment stuff. That way I can be free to move around, which I typically do when I'm on video. So there you go. So neat stuff. Okay? I wanted to show you all that because sometimes people will write me and say, hey, Dr. Bill, how do I get into podcasting? By getting cool equipment. Now, the other thing I did mention about this mic, you can find it online, different places, all over the place. You can, it's out there in a lot of places. But I found it for under $75. Dude, it's a good deal. It comes with a mic stand, which I don't see right now. But anyway, I've got it here somewhere in all the junk around me. But it comes with a mic stand and the cable and the mic. Doesn't come with the windscreen or the pop guard thing that I showed you. I added that. But good stuff. Okay. Next item. Amazon ebook sales are outpacing their paper book sales. Now, we knew this was going to happen. I just didn't know it was going to happen this quickly. I mean, you know, eventually I figured that people would get the clue that it's easier to read off of an ebook. I mean, I can read off of my Droid phone, which, by the way, I got so much to talk about. I told you last time I was very sad because my Droid was broken, okay? It wasn't exactly broken, okay? As it turned out, I just needed to reboot it and all that, and it started working again. But there's a little button missing. And so when I called Verizon to ask them, how do I fix this thing? And they told me online, on the phone, how to fix it. Kudos to you guys. But anyway, they also said, well, if your button's missing, why don't you let us send you a new phone? You're under warranty. I was like, what? So they overnighted me another phone. Now, the problem was the phone they overnighted me, I tweeted an email or tweet that said, my phone is fixed. Well, turns out the phone they sent me had its own issues. It kept rebooting and rebooting and rebooting. So I called them up and I said, look, you know, is there any way you can just send me the little button? All I need is the button. My regular phone works. Your phone that you sent me didn't work. You know, I'd rather have my old phone, but I just need the button. And they said, we're sorry. We can't send you the button. Can't do that. But we'll send you yet another phone. So there, even though they FedExed it, it was Friday. Now it's the weekend. So they overnighted it, but I won't get it until Monday. So the ongoing saga of my Droid phone is still ongoing, but at least I got to give Verizon credit. They're honoring their warranty and they're doing very well. Kudos. Okay. I mentioned the Droid and it took me off in that direction. But the Droid phone, I can use the Amazon Kindle reader on the phone to read my Kindle books. I'm reading a Star Trek book right now. Okay? Now, my Kindle is still somewhat lost. It's somewhere here in the house. I'll find it. But in the meantime, I can read off of my notebook because I got the Kindle software there. Or the phone, I got the Kindle software there. Dude, you can read these books anywhere. Unlike a physical book where if you misplace it, you can't read it. Just saying. So, that is one of the many reasons that the electronic books, the e-books, are outpacing the sales of their regular physical books. Cool. All right, then the other thing I wanted to talk to you about books is what's going on with Barnes & Noble. Barnes & Noble put themselves up for sale not long ago. And this is not in the blog. This just happened recently, and so I'm throwing it in there for free. I didn't get a chance to blog about it. Barnes & Noble put themselves up for sale, and everybody went, eh, books, eh, we don't care, eh. A lot of that going on, eh. So anyway, nobody wanted to buy them. So they came out with the Nook e-reader and started selling e-books. And now all of a sudden, they got people wanting to buy them. And the people who are behind the QVC network, which I never watch. Believe me, I don't want any dumb bubbles and jewelry and all that kind of mess that they sell on QVC. Sorry. But anyway, QVC folks have offered $1 billion, that's billion with a B, for Barnes & Noble, the company that nobody even wanted to talk about buying 6 months ago. I mean, that's pretty amazing. because the Nook now has about 25% of the market share of ebook readers. Pretty impressive. Cool. So I mention all that because ebooks are happening. You've got to read your Star Trek. I'm just saying. So, whoa! Yes, it's time for the Geek Software of the Week. It never lets me forget. Geek Software of the Week this week is a very unique program. I've got some stories on this one. This is a long netcast because all my stories. This is a program called Buffer Zone. Buffer Zone, okay? Buffer Zone is from a company called Trustware. Trustware Buffer Zone. Sounds kind of odd, but it's what it is. This software is for people that are so seriously have issues about wanting to be secure that they're willing to do anything. And Buffer Zone does it. Believe me, I installed it on my notebook and I was amazed. It had me reboot the notebook, and when it came back up, Buffer Zone started going and just doing all kinds of stuff to my PC, locking stuff down. Because what it does is it runs potential areas where you might get infected in a sandbox, a virtualized, and this is a patented technology they have, a virtualized sandbox in real time of whatever it is you're doing. So let's say, for instance, that you have a browser like Google Chrome. It's running in this virtualized environment, and it's got a red line around it to show you that it's in a box, okay, literally. And let's say something hit you while you're surfing. You hit a website and it has evil software and it tries to infect your PC. It hits the wall of this box and it can't get to your PC. So you're totally secure. Now, I told you I had a story. The downside is, in order to run all this stuff, you're eating up some CPU, okay, and some memory, as you might imagine, because you're literally effectively running a virtualized machine in which to surf, okay? So it slows you down just a bit, okay? Hey. For those of you with a really powerful PC that don't mind being slowed down just a tad, not a lot, just a tad, but you want to be absolutely assured that you're secure, this is cool stuff. Now, and it's free. Free is good. So, check it out. I would say if you're computing and surfing safely now, maybe you don't want to use it, okay? But if you're one of those folks that it seems like no matter what you do, your computer is getting infected all the time and having to be rebuilt all the time, and you don't have somebody like me that just does it. And by the way, I don't do it anymore. So don't send me your computer. Anyway, you don't have a friendly geek that will rebuild it all the time and not hit you over the head or give you a Gibbs slap in the back of the head. You know what a Gibbs slap is if you watch NCIS. Okay? Tony! Anyway. Just saying. So, there have been a lot of folks I wanted to give a Gibbs slap to. But I haven't. Tempted. But anyway, Buffer Zone. For those kind of folks, definitely you want Buffer Zone, okay? It is really, it will keep you secure. It's so secure. You're locked into this box, okay? So it's pretty cool. You can get the same effect by using a VMware workstation and building your Windows system and then surfing out of that so that you're in a virtualized box. But you got all that stuff you have to do. This you just install and boom, you're doing it. It's pretty cool. So I like that. I like the concept. On my PC, I turn it off because I don't get infected anyway. I practice safe computing. Yes. So, this has been a long netcast, but hopefully very informative. To those of you who want to learn to podcast and need a microphone, you got all that info. To those of you who want to be safe and are constantly getting infected, you know who you are. We've got the Geek Software of the Week Buffer Zone. Dude, Now, there's a lot of other news going on, and I had other stuff I wanted to do, but we ran out of time. So tune in next time when the doctor says no. And until then, the doctor is out of here.